There has been much discussion online over HDB plan to redevelop Gillman Barracks and part of Maju Forest to make way for more housing. With each parcel of green space embarked for development, more Singaporeans have voiced concern over the gradual loss of our natural and heritage space. Of course, this is not a new issue. Since nation building began, Singapore has constantly had to make difficult choice over land use. We are frequently reminded that because of our limited land area, every decision involving balancing competing needs such as housing, economic growth, and others. In fact, the sign of increasing land pressure have been evidenced for some time. Back in 2025, the Ministry of Law issued a statement on golf course sites with lease expiring over the next 10 years. It stated that the government take a holistic view of land use, carefully considering competing demands such as housing, economic activities, transport, infrastructure, and essential services. He also acknowledged that the demand for land for national use will become more acute over time, and this will inevitably reduce the amount of land available for golf courses. As a result, both Warren Golf and Country Club and Orchid Country Club have been identified for future housing development once their lease expire. If land scarcity is indeed such a pressing issue, I have a humble suggestion for discussion. Should Singapore consider the compulsory acquisition of selected good class bungalow sites for future housing needs? Here, there are close to 2,800 GCB in Singapore, each sitting on a minimum plot size of 1,400 square meter, with many occupying significant larger plots. Based on publicly available estimate, GCB occupied around 5-7% of Singapore residential land, while housing less than 0.2% of Singapore household. From a purely land utilization perspective, this represents one of the lowest density forms of housing in this country. Some may argue that compulsory acquisition is impossible, 不可能. However, the government already possesses such power when land is required for national development. For example, in this Straits Times report, Minister of State for National Development, Ms. Sun Xueling, said that HDB may selectively acquire privately owned shops if necessary to improve retail supply. This demonstrates that private property can, under certain circumstances, be acquired when there is a compelling public interest. Similarly, when it comes to land acquisition, the Singapore Land Authority oversees land acquisition on behalf of the state and for projects serving national needs, while providing compensation to affected landowners in accordance with the Land Acquisition Act. Here, if you are prepared to redevelop heritage sites, forests, and golf courses because of Singapore housing needs, should GCB land also be considered for redevelopment too? In my opinion, it is more appropriate to intensify the use of existing GCB land before converting more green space and heritage sites into high-rise residential estate. Of course, this is unlikely to happen very soon. Good class bungalow represents some of Singapore's most prestigious and valuable residential properties, and any proposal affecting them will be political contentious. Nevertheless, it raises an interesting policy question. If every land use should be evaluated based on national priority, should all landowners be expected to contribute equally? Or should some form of land use remain largely untouched, especially for the elites? While the average Singaporean are told to make sacrifice for the sake of nation building? At this junction, I'm curious to hear your thoughts. Should GCB space be considered as part of the national conversation? Please help me to share this video around and create more awareness.